Welcome to Oceanside Community Church's Advent Devotional Readings, where we will be reading from Walter Wongeren Jr.'s book, Preparing for Jesus. My name is Christiana, and today I will be reading the chapter entitled, Our Door to the Nativity, which begins with a scripture reading from Luke 2, verses 8 to 14. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were afraid. But the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. The quietness is shattered. God will never, never be silent again. And now the world must know the news. So here comes Gabriel again, getting ready for more singing. But this time, the angel goes bright before a bunch of nameless folk. First it was Zechariah, next Mary, next Joseph, all of whom had roles to play in the coming of the Christ. But now, shepherds? How many? Don't know. And these aren't even the owners of the sheep. They're the working stiffs who pulled a night watch. So what are these people in the order of things? How do they rate such invitations to the great banquet of the King? Well, they rate because they rate. They are chosen because God chooses them. It has nothing to do with what they have done, and clearly can't be who they are, unless who they are is nothing at all. For this time Jesus, whom they will rush to worship, shall fill his own feast hall with the poor, and maimed, and lame, and blind, with those who travel highways and lurk in the hedges. The Lord God, and the Lord in human flesh, they have all the same notion, you see. So here comes Gabriel again, and what he says is good tidings of great joy for all people. Well, of course, that's why the shepherds are first. They represent all the nameless, all the working stiffs, the great wheeling population of the whole world. That's how we got to the birthing last night, you and I. Zechariah and Mary and Elizabeth and Joseph and John. Each is a particular person with a very particular relationship to Jesus. They may act as a model for us. We can try to intimidate them, but we cannot be them. They occupy places of distinct privilege. There is simply not room in their skins for any besides themselves. But the shepherds now, these people without names or positions, or repute or privilege, we need not merely be like them. We can be them. They are us in this story. Name one with your own name. Give her your story and your face. Enter its place in midnight on the chilly fields near Bethlehem. So here comes Gabriel to us, interrupting our common labors. So we are the ones frightened by the sudden burst of immediate divinity. Our stomachs contract, our hands fly up in front of our face. We had expected holiness to appear in church, perhaps, but not at work. To us, then, in our own ears, the angel says, Don't be afraid. The angel proves the miracle of his presence by removing fear and uncertainty, giving us the ability truly to listen to him. And this to our hearts is what he says. Your Savior is born, your Savior is here, and very near. Nevermore shall you be ignorant of God and God's deep love for you, because I will give you signs of finding that love. Look, he is a babe, wrapped in plain baby clothes, lying in the humblest of homes, a manger. Look, the beams of his stable shall become the beams of a cross, and as he is born human, so shall he a human die. True death, a death like yours. But as he is born the Son of God, so shall his death also kill sin and everything that separates you from the throne of God. True death, the truest death, the death of death itself. Above us, then, the stars of the night sky whirl and whirl and come spiraling down. And the closer they come and the brighter they grow, the more we see that every star is a co member of the hosts of God, and all the stars together are singing. Glory, Gloria. And we are not afraid. Tremendous are their voices. Wild the light interrupts around us. The earth trembles like the skin of a drum. Glory, Gloria, they cry, for their song embraces all that the Lord has begun this day. Glory to God in the highest of heavens, and peace to the people with whom he is pleased. And who are these people? With whom does the good Lord choose to take his pleasure? The shepherds, the plain and nameless, whose every name the Lord knows very well. You and me. Merry Christmas, my best beloved. Merry Christmas, child. Now sing we, now rejoice, now raise to heaven our voice. He from whom joy strengthens poor in manger lies, not so brightly beameth the sun in yonder skies. Thou my Saviour art, thou my Saviour art. Come from on high to me, I cannot rise to thee. Cheer my wearied spirit, O pure and holy child, through thy grace and merit, bless Jesus, Lord most mild. Draw me unto thee, draw me unto thee. Now through his Son doth shine the Father's grace divine. Death o'er us had reigned through sin and vanity. He for us obtained eternity. He for us obtained eternal joy on high. May we praise him there, may we praise him there. Another scripture reading from Luke chapter 2, verse 16. And when they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. We hear the shepherds who run from the fields to the stable, from the night to the morning, from our labors to the Lord. We are the ones who run this year too, as in every year past. From toil and from our daily chores, we run to the comfort in Bethlehem. From our obligations and responsibilities, we run to the strength of Emmanuel, God's strong arm among us. From our fears of loss and instability, from the anguish of troubled finances, from poverty, we run to the treasure that will not tarnish nor ever diminish, the baby's eye, like coins in our purse, the baby's eyes eternal. From our obscurity, from the darkness in which we live in our lives, unacknowledged, inglorious, from our truest condition, as no one, people we are not. We run to the Son of God, who knows each of our names, who will call us by our names, and whose every call will empower us to follow. From sorrows we run to joy. From hatred we run to love. From antagonism we run to peace. From sickness we run to the healer. From sin we run to the Savior. From death we run to life. O child, we kneel before you. We have no gifts, neither the gold of riches, nor the frankincense of holy aroma, nor the myrrh of salvation and embalmment. We must ourselves be the gift we bring to you. Jesus, we offer our bodies as a living sacrifice. Let them be holy and acceptable to you. Son of Mary and Son of God, we worship you. There is no one more worthy than you. In you we see the mercies of God. O word by which the whole creation came to be, we come to you in rags and tags and unembarrassment, because you too have chosen not royalty nor wealth nor power, but the lowly existence of shepherds. Swaddled and laid in a manger, you are like us. We yearn to be like you. O little Jesus, sleep. Sleep while we kneel and watch over you in a dim light this Christmas too. We honor the woman that bore you. We admire the man that adopted you. We maintain sweet memories of those who brought us, like Mary and Joseph, into the stable to worship you during our own Christmases past. But you are the one we praise. You are the one whom we trust. In you we rest. In you we place our faith. Forever and forever, you are Christ. You are Lord forever. Thank you for listening.